are holding on the Mishnah on Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. Here we go. Let's readjust camera angles. Good morning, Jay. Okay. Here we go. Says the Mishnah, Shloish Dvarim Tzarech Adam Loimah B'Seich B'Yisei Erev Shabbos Simcha Sheicha. There are three things that you have to say on Erev Shabbos with before nightfall. Isartem, Eravtem Hadliku Esaner. Isartem. For some reason, Klal Yisrael has that little tune when they say it. I don't know where it comes from. Which Rosh Yeshiva they're trying to copy? But Isartem means did you take off Meiser for the Sudas of Shabbos? Good morning, Michael. Eravtem means did you take off Erevei Truman and Chatzeres, discussion of the Gemara, and Hadliku Esaner, did you light the Neiris? Sofek Hashicha, Sofek Enech Hashicha, but once it becomes Shkia, and therefore you're no longer sure whether or not it's nightfall, so Ein Ma'aser Nesavada, you're no longer allowed to take off Ma'aser from definite things that did not have Ma'aser taken from them. The Ein Ma'adbilin Esak Kelim, you're not allowed to detoivel Kelim anymore. The Ein Ma'adlikin Esaneris, and you're certainly not allowed to light a candle, which is an Isser D'Oraisa. Okay. Once Shkia finishes, you still are allowed to go ahead and take off Demai. If you have any food that's Demai, which, like we explained, is any food that if you're not sure whether or not Meiser has been taken from it, it's Demai. Therefore, Al Pi Roiv, and probably you could be soimich that they did take off Meiser, but Chazal nevertheless instituted that you're not allowed to rely on that. And therefore, you have to retake off Meiser. Nevertheless, you're allowed to do that during Shchashecha, during Bein HaShemashas. And Uma'arvin V'Toymen HaSacham, you're allowed to set up an Erev, and you're allowed to go ahead and be Toymen hot food, meaning you're allowed to go ahead, and if it was cooked already, you're allowed to wrap it up. Once it's dark, once it's Mishach HaShecha, you're not allowed to wrap it up, but up before then, you are allowed to wrap it up. Okay. Minohani Mile, how do you know that you're supposed to say it, that you're supposed to do this? That you're supposed to say these three things on Erev Shabbos? Says the Gemara Amar of Yeshua ben Levi Amar Karkas, the Pasuk says, V'yodata ki sholem ahalecha, pakadata novecha, v'loy secheta. V'yodata ki sholem ahalecha, that's lighting the Nair, because you know there's going to be Shalom Bayis. U'pakadata novecha, and you will command your household, that's making the Erev Chumen, you're massacring your household, and v'loy secheta, and you're not going to sin, means you should not sin by eating non-Meiser stuff. Okay. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Aval Gav De Amar Rabbanon, Shloish Dvarim Tzarech Adam Leimer B'Seich B'Yisei, even though the Chachamim say you're supposed to say these three things, nevertheless, Tzarech Lememrenhu, Mevi Nichuso, you have to say it calmly and nicely, not to make it behala. Ki Heche De Lekablinehu Minei, so that people would be mekabel it from you. Amar Vashi, Ana Lo Yishmi'ali, I did not hear this halacha, you have to say it calmly. Hadar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, however, V'kiyamti Amisvara, I said that myself, obviously you should say it calmly. On Erev Shabbos, it's good to keep calm. And that's a great lesson for today, when we have Erev Pesach. It's always Kedai, rule of thumb, everything is, there's this Shaila with, eating out this year. So, one of the things that happened was that, you know, they came out with a letter last week that you're not allowed to, that you shouldn't eat out unless there's certain exceptions. So, the mice, there were quite a few people who took those exceptions. And now this week, on Monday, they come out with a letter in the afternoon that you cannot eat out. So even still, you know, there might be some exceptions. But what happens with all these people who didn't make any exceptions? So they had to run around to Jewel, to this and that, and to start from scratch, cash in their kitchen. It's a very big behala in some people's houses. Plus, they never made yontif before, and it's quite a lot going on. Anyways, so I was dealing with many people over the last couple days, just, you know, either getting them through it or giving them permission, just because it was just insane at this situation. Just, you can't, I've never made pesach before, I don't have a kitchen, I don't have a kelim, I don't have any food. So what do you want me to do? You can't tell me 30 hours before yontif that you got to make six meals of yontif. So the ma'aser are walking them through it, making the decision back and forth, everybody, I'm like, the main thing is you should have a shalom bias. Don't worry about it. We'll get you through it. Right now, exercise your shalom bias muscles and work on keeping calm, work on making a light of the whole situation. Not making fun of the situation, but work on surviving the situation on a good light note, making sure that your wife is being happy. That's all. These are the ikar, much more than if you're going to have, don't worry, we'll get you food on Yom Tov. So that's the main thing to realize. All these things, especially today, and that we're all going to be running our households today, the main thing is calmness, and we have a mile that we're a blot ahead. So everybody else is going to see this tomorrow. We get the lesson today. Simin Bigufya Zimra Tzipra Bechava Demilsam. I'm sorry, did I skip? Yeah, I skipped a line. I didn't hear this, and I kept it misvara, which is good. Hagu fakash. The Gemara says, "Amr shlishit varam tzarich adam lebein b'seich b'seich im erev Shabbos im chasecha." The Gemara says, "Im chasecha en savik chasecha savik en chasecha loy." The Gemara says that there are three things that you have to say, and im chasecha, meaning before it gets dark. But once it gets dark, it's a suffik, then it's going to be aser. And v'hadatani safek hashecha, safek hashecha, ma'arif. So, are you allowed to, it says, that one of those three things are, isavtem, eravtem, did you set up the erev? That means that you have to say that before shkia. Then the next one says, that after shkia, but before tzeis, you're still allowed to set up an erev. So, does the erev have to come before or after shkia? Simin begufya zimrat zipper bechavel of the milsa. Says the Gemara, Amar of Abba, Amar of Chia bar Ashi, Amar of Loi Kasha, kan be'eruvei tchumen, kan be'eruvei chatzeres. Here it's with Eruvei Tchumen. Here it's with Eruvei Chatzeres. It's a machlekes. It's not a machlekes. It's two different types of Eruvin. By an Eruv, now exactly which one is which, is a machlekes Rashi Tosfos. So we can explain which one we can explain. So the Gemara, the Eruvei Tchumen is setting up in order to elongate one's Tchum, that he's able to walk out of the city, you set up an Eruv Tchumen. That means you set up that your house is going to be where you put the ketchup on the side of the road. And that's called an Eruv Tchumen. Then you're allowed to walk 2,000 hours from that ketchup instead of from your house. So that is considered, let's see if I remember which one it is. Rashi says, Eruv Tchumen is a Tikkun Ma'alya. It is a really good tikkun because the Rabbanan were soymech the concept of Erev Tchumen midiyoraisa. And therefore, even Laman de Amar Tchumen de Rabbanan, I'm just reading Rashi, even the one who says that a Tchumen is the Rabbanan, like we have in Machlekes and Mesechas Ervin, nevertheless, he still learns it from, he's still soymech it on a krah. But Erev Chatzeres is the second one, that's not, it's also the Rabbanan, but nevertheless, it's a chumra ba'alma. Eruv chatzeres, the concept of eruv chatzeres is that you can't walk in from your house to a joint chatzer. When you can't go from one Rosh Hashayachid that's owned by A to a Rosh Hashayachid that's owned by B. Let's say this past week, my kids had a ball that fell into their neighbor's backyard. So we were very careful to obviously wipe it off as soon as it came back. But as the neighbor threw it back to us, I'm like, the only reason he's allowed to do that, like he asked me if he's allowed to. I said, you hold of the eruv. So you're allowed to, because the entire Chicago, or part of the Erev, is one big Rosh Hashayachid. But we, who don't hold of the Erev, technically we're not allowed to ask you to throw the ball back. Because it's going from one Rosh Hashayachid to another Rosh Hashayachid. You're not allowed to go from one Rosh Hashayachid to another Rosh Hashayachid. So therefore, you're not allowed to go from your house to a chatzer that's jointly owned by anybody, by everybody. Unless you make an Erev chatzeres that makes it that everything is jointly owned by one person. So that's a chumra bi'alma. And memela, that you're allowed to do even after shkia. It's got to be before tzeis, but even after shkia. Bamarava amru lo ishnayim tzeva arev aleinu. If a person says, if two people tell a shliach, go and make an erev for us on the outside of the, on the outskirts of the, on the outskirts of the city, because we want to walk 2,000 amas, you know, north. So go northbound, about 2,000 amas away, put down this ketchup, and make an erev for us. So the guy brought two bottles of ketchup, one for his first friend, one for his second friend. For the first guy, he put it there while it was still day. And for the second guy, he set it up while it was bein hashmashas. The one who he set up the ketchup before Shkia, he went afterwards and he saw a bear eating the ketchup during Bein Hashmashes. And then and so he threw the second bottle of ketchup there. And then after it became nightfall, after it says, he saw that the second guy, the bear, then went ahead and ate the second ketchup. The halacha is shneim kanu erev. Both of them, the erev works. Says the now I'm a bit. Is this Gemara going bid the Eved that it works? That it works bid the Eved? What happened to Rashi's Malach? Tosfos asked this question on Rashi that I thought you just told me in the Mishnah that you have to set it up before Shkia, Erev Etchumen. So Tosfos says, according to Rashi, that bid the Eved it works even if you set it up after Shkia. But this would be a Raya Lechayra to the other Mahalach. That Erev Etchumen is the one that's being allowed to be set up Bein Hashmashes. Anyways, questions to Gemara Manushach. Bein Hashmashes Yimamahu. If Bein Hashmashes is considered day, then Basr Likni, Kamala Likni, then the second one should be able to be Kainet, should be able to work, because his Erev was there as the clock ticked, Tseisak Kechavim. And the Kamala Likni, and the first one should not be Kainet, because his Erev was no longer in existence at the time the clock ticked, Tzeisak Yechavim. And if you want to tell me that Shkia, that Bein Hashmashos is considered night, so then the first, because you don't need your Erev to be there the entire Shabbos. You only need your Erev to be there at the first second of Shabbos. So when is the first second of Shabbos? If it's Shkia, so then the first guy had his Erev there the first second of Shabbos. The bear only came after Shkia. And the second guy who had his Erev put down only after Shkia, he didn't have his Erev there as the clock ticked, Shkia. Right? And then then where we have the case, he put it down at 5 o'clock. Shkia was 6. Bear came at 6:05. He put down the second one at 6:10. And Tseis was 6:18. So, and then the bear came at 6:20 again for the second one. So if 6 o'clock Shkia is when the night clicks on, so then the first guy had his ketchup there. If Tseis is when the night clicks on, then the second guy had his ketchup there. But Manushach, how do they both work? How do they both work? Says the Gemara, Bein Hashmashos Sfeikah D'Rabbanan, that entire time period from 6 to 6:18 is a suffix, and the Sfeikah D'Rabbanan is Lekula. Anytime you have a suffix D'Rabbanan, it goes Lekula. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba, Mipnei Ma, Amru, Ein Taimnim B'davar, She'in Amais of Hevel, Mishach HaSheikha. This is halacha that has to do with Hatmana. Halacha of Hatmana is as follows, that one is not allowed to go ahead and take some food and put it inside something that will generate, first of all, that will generate heat on Erev Shabbos, that will generate heat. That he's not allowed to do even on Erev Shabbos. That means, and this is halacha lemaisa, that if somebody has a hot plate, and he puts something on the hot plate, a chalent or whatever, and he's not allowed to wrap it up on Erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to wrap something up. Now, if the only reason you're wrapping it up is because you're scared that you don't want it to get dirty, let's say some people wrap up a challah or something like that, that's fine. But if you're wrapping it up in a towel, that you're not allowed to do in anything that generates heat. So you can't wrap something on a hot plate. Those hot plate covers that say Kavod Shabbos on it are almost, unless it's done very, very precisely, they're not kosher for Shabbos. Because you're not allowed to have something on the hot plate that's covered. So there are one or two, you know, delicate methods of being able to do it. But you don't see them anymore on the market because they're very kipute. It's not Kavod Shabbos. But that's something that generates heat. Then there's something that doesn't generate heat. Let's say you want to have a hot soup. So you don't have a hot plate or anything like that. So you want it to keep hot. So you wrap it in two or three towels. That's called wrapping it, hatmana bedavar she'ena moisef hevel, in something that does not generate its own heat. There, it's mutter to do that if you did it on Erev Shabbos, but you cannot do that on Shabbos. And Rava wants to know the difference. Why do we differentiate between the two? V'pnei ma amru ein taimnin bedavar she'ena moisef hevel mishach hasheicha. Why is it prohibited, after Shabbos started, to wrap up something in a towel, in something that is not moisef hevel? Says the Gemara, because we don't want you to keep, you know, since you didn't do it on Erev Shabbos, what we're scared of, you're going to touch the soup, and you're going to be like, okay, I have to wrap it up in order to maintain the temperature. Let me feel it. You're going to be like, oh man, it's not even hot enough. So Gzeres Shema Yartiach, you might come to stoke the coals, because once you're busy with keeping it hot, we're going to be scared that you're seeing that it's not hot enough. And therefore, it's prohibited. Amalei Abaye, Yehoche Ben Hashmashas Nami Nigzer. If so, it shouldn't be usher only after Shkia. It should only after Tzeis. It should be usher even before Tzeis, after Shkia. It's also prohibited to do the coals after Shkia. Amalei Stam Kederes Reis Reis Hein. He said, no, Stam Kederes are, at that point, generally, you don't have to be concerned, because after Shkia, before Tzeis, chances are the pot is already hot. The only problem was that maybe if you do it after Chashecha, you took the pot off by Shkia, 18 minutes later, you're going to feel it. You're going to want to put a towel on it, and you're going to be like, oh, it's not hot enough. So you're going to want to put it back. But if you don't have that concern, because it's during, right after Shkia, it's probably the story was you took off the pot at that point, then we're not concerned that you're going to go ahead and stoke any coals. Why did they say that you're not allowed to put your pot in an item, in a covering that generates its own heat? The Gemara is going to, in the fourth parak, of Shabbos, it's called Bameh Toimnin. It's going to discuss many different materials that generate their own heat. For example, a garbage heap, a garbage compost. If anybody ever has a compost heap in their backyard, if any naturalists, so what they do is a special way to build a compost heap. Because if you build it, just throw the compost in the back, it will eventually generate so much heat that it will spontaneously combust. And you'll have a fire in your backyard. You have to build it with air holes in order to let the heat go out. Because as garbage decomposes, it generates its own heat. It will get very, very hot. And therefore, those are called. So if you take something that generates its own heat, you're not allowed to put a pot in there, even on Erev Shabbos. Why not? Even before nightfall, even while it is still day. Gzeira says the Gemara, Shema Yatmin Beremetz. We're scared that you're going to not only put it in middle of broken eggshells and orange peels, but you might put it in coals and ashes of coals. Sheyesh boy gachelas, ashes that have coals in them. And when you do that, you're going to stoke them, and you're going to be chayev for violating Shabbos. Amalei Abaye v'yatmin, who cares? Says the Gemara, gzeir shem yichad ha-bekochalim. If you put it in there, Erev Shabbos, very nice. But on Shabbos, you might come just to poke it one. It's so easy just to poke it because you want it to get a little hotter. Okay, the following Gemara has generated unbelievable, I wouldn't say machloikas in Klal Yisrael, but different menhagim in Klal Yisrael. And what's very, we'll see, but this upcoming Gemara is the Gemara about Bein Hashmashas and Shkia and Tzeis. And of course we know that there's such a thing called Shkia, and we've all heard that Chassidim daven after, sometimes a person saw a Chassidish guy davening Mincha 30 minutes after Shkia. So we're not going to see the Ikr, this is the Sugya right over here, and I'll point out different signposts along the way, but I'll show you how the Pashtus is like the Chassidim, that really you could daven Mincha, 30 minutes after Shkia. Chil Shabbos doesn't even start till 50 minutes after Shkia. That's, real Shkia is 50 minutes after Shkia. However, in America, they decided to be Mekabal Shkia, like the Goyim, at Shkia when we have it. So this is the Sugya. And there's, if I remember correctly, with regards to Hanukkah at least, there's over 100 different variations of exactly when it would be the best time to light the Hanukkah menorah, based on, part of it is based on when Shkia is, and should you do it by Shkia, after Shkia. I'm saying, so with regards to Hanukkah, that's a different story, but exactly when Shkia is, and when the thing is, there itself, and when Bein Hashmashas is like, I don't remember the numbers, but a huge amount of opinions based on this following Gemara. So let's see the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, Bein Hashmashas, So again, so what do we have? We have shkia. Now, let's not confuse the terms here. We have shkia followed by bein hashmashos, followed by tseis. Those are the times that we have. Now, when is shkia is a massive machlekes? Is it when the sun dips behind the horizon? Is it when roiv the sun dips? Is it when part of the sun dips? Maybe. Is it when the sun slips behind an unseen barrier way down after shkia? Whatever it is, it goes shkia, bein hashmashos. Shkia is a 1 second thing, bein hashmashos, then tseis. Tan Rabbanan. Bein hashmashos is that period between shkia and tseis. Safik min hayayim umin halayla. It is a suffix whether it's really part of the day or whether it's really part of the night. Suffix kuloi min hayoim, suffix kuloi min halayla. It is a suffix whether or not it is entirely from the day. It is a suffix whether or not it is entirely from the night. In other words, maybe the day really stops at shkia, whenever shkia is, and night starts. Maybe day really stops at seitz and night starts. Or maybe it's somewhere in the middle. Therefore, we give it the chumrah of both days. When is bein hashmashos? When the sun sets. The entire time that the sky is still red, the eastern sky is still red. Exactly what that means is exactly what this line means. Whether or not it means like it became white, the bottom but not the top. A machlokes is what this line means, of course. Bein hashmashos, that's considered bein hashmashos. Hichsif ha'elyon, once the top becomes white also, it loses the redness. V'hishvil ha'tachlan, and it becomes similar to the bottom. Zehu laila, that's considered night. Devei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Nechemya Aymer, k'deishi, how long is bein hashmashos? He argues. How long is bein hashmashos? K'deishi ha'alach adam mishetishka ha'cham ha'chatzi mil. From when shkia is, again, we don't exactly know when shkia is. From when shkia is, the amount of time it takes to walk half a mile, a mil. Rabbi Yossi Amar bein hashmashos is keheref ayin. Rabbi Yossi says bein hashmashos is it's like the blink of an eye. Ze nichnas v'ze yotze v'ef shela amar elav, and you cannot define exactly when that time is. Now, when exactly is Rabbi Yossi's bein hashmashos? When does this keheref ayin happen? Is a machlekes. We'll see. First, the Gemara goes to that Bryce that was just quoted. Yeah?
I mean, it would seem that Rabbi Yossi have ayin where there's no such... almost like there's no such thing. How do you have the Mishnah?
It could be that Rabbi Yossi argues. I hear your question. But it could be that Rabbi Yossi argues on the Mishnah. And it's a valid question. Yeah, I would say that Chayr, he has to argue.
Pesach Rashi, what the English topic by Ella Kishu Geher of Ayin Malibis Man Gadol Kavim.
Taisa says that there's still a suffix, even like Rabbi Yossi, except don't think that it's such a long time like Chatzimel. It's terrifying. It's a very short time. That's Rabbi Yossi. That's how Taisa explains the lashon of Rabbi Yossi. Yeah, because Taisa proves that there is some time that's a suffix, according to that there are some things that can happen in Benish Mashas, even according to Rabbi Yossi. So you have to say that there is some sort of time span called Bein Hashmashos. His point is that it's not as long as you. That's what Taisa says. Okay, so Amar Ma'am, Matil and Aysan L'chaymer Shnei Yamim. We give it the chaymer of both days. L'may Hilchasa, with regards to what? Amar Avuna Breid Rav Yeshua, L'inyan Tuma, with regards to Tuma, Kedet Na'an Ra'a Shnei Yamim. If a person sees, this is regards to the halachas of a care, if this is regards to the halachas of a Zav, if a Zav sees Rosh Neyamim Bein Hashmashos, if a Zav sees 2 days, Bein Hashmashas, Suffolk with Tumah Lekarbas. In other words, he sees on Monday night, between Monday and Tuesday, let's say Shkia is 6, and let's just say Seis is 6:18, and he sees at 6:10 on Monday and at 6:10 on Tuesday. So he saw 2 days in a row Bein Hashmashas. Now the halacha is that if a Zav sees 3 days in a row, he has to bring a carbon. If he sees 2 days in a row, he is Tame Dioraisa for 7 days. If he sees only 1 day, then he is only Tame for 1 day. So, the halacha is that let's say he sees on Monday. Now, it's possible that when he sees that Monday at 6:10, exactly at 6:10 was the differentiation line between Monday and Tuesday. So as he was seeing, it was Monday and Tuesday. So that's 2 days already. It's also possible that he saw at 6:10 and he saw Monday, Tuesday, and then on between Tuesday, Wednesday, it was considered he saw on Wednesday. So it's as if he saw on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, that's 3 days in a row, he's chayav a carbon. It's also possible that the first day that he saw was 6:10 was Monday. The second day was Wednesday. So he didn't see 2 days in a row. That's possible.
Tuesday.
What? Because maybe the Gemara's gonna just the understanding of exactly is, but maybe 6:10 on Monday was a Monday, and on a Tuesday, it was already Wednesday. Because he saw a Bein Hashmashas of Tuesday. The way Rashi explains it, we'll deal with Rashi in 1 second, but the entire Bein Hashmashas, every single day, could be up in the air. Maybe 6:10 on a Monday is Monday, and 6:10 on a Tuesday is Wednesday.
But you can only do it one, you can only take it completely one way. You can't have it both ways, both days.
You cannot have
going through.
What? So what do you mean?
So if you're going to say that Bein Hashmashos is right between Monday and Tuesday.
Right.
It's Monday the first day. Then you can't say on Tuesday, Wednesday, Bein Hashmashos is Wednesday because it suits your purposes. You have to take it, it's the same way on Monday, Tuesday as it was Tuesday, Wednesday, right? That make any sense?
Well, you're saying that the entire day on Sunday, in other words, Bein Hashmashas is every day the same, is uniform? Is that what you're saying? Like,
is uniform in acceptance? You're going to say that it's Monday or it's Tuesday or it's Monday Tuesday,
and the next day is Tuesday or Wednesday or Tuesday Wednesday. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Right or not right?
Well, not right according to Rashi. According to Rashi, Monday, 6:10, between Monday, Tuesday, and 6:10, could be Monday. And between Tuesday, Wednesday, at 6:10, could be all Wednesday. The entire Bein Hashmashas every day is up for grabs. Some days the Monday, Tuesday switch happened in the beginning part of Bein Hashmashas, and some days the switch happened at the end of Bein Hashmashas. That's the way Rashi learns.
Okay, thank you.
Tosis, because of your incredulity, Tosis asks this question. He's like, no, that's not, every day is the same. We have a suffix every single day. Is it at the beginning of Bein Hashmashas? Is it the middle? Is it the end? We have that suffix every day. That's what you want to learn.
Right.
So based on that, Tosis explains the Gemara that if you look at the first wide line of Tosis, he asks a bunch of questions on Rashi. That's the whole first part of Tosis, different masal suffix. And lekach mefarish benu tam demayri shaloi ra kol Bein Hashmashas ela sha'achas mu'etes. He only saw 1 second during Minish Mashas, and he saw at a different time the next Minish Mashas. So he saw on 6:10 between Monday, Tuesday, and he saw at 6:12 between Tuesday, Wednesday.
Okay.
So now we have a suffix. Was, I can give you three possibilities. Either the time that clicks between the day and night is at 6:11. This way, Monday's Re'iyah was on a Monday, and Tuesday's Re'iyah was on a Wednesday, because it was at 6:12, and the day clicked at 6:11. Good?
Good.
Alternatively, the change happened at 6 o'clock, exactly Shkia, in which case you saw on Tuesday, Wednesday. For the same price, I'll tell you that the change happened at 6:18, and you saw Monday, Tuesday. In that case, you're only chayav a korban. Or the change happened at 6:10 exact. And therefore, the first day, Monday, you're already seeing it Monday, Tuesday. And then the second day, you're seeing on a Wednesday. So you see 3 days in a row, you're chayav a korban. That's the way Tosfos explains it.
Okay. Thank you.
So Hagav Akashi, the Gemara says... I'm sorry. One second, we're holding. I'm in Tuma. Kedetnan, Rosh, Neyam, and Beinash Mashas. If a person sees 2 days in a row on Beinash Mashas, Suffolk, Latuma, Lakarban. Royoim, Echel Beinash Mashas. If he sees on a Monday, only one day, but it's exactly Beinash Mashas, there, maybe he saw on a Monday, maybe he saw on a Tuesday, in which case, both cases, he only has to go to the mikveh and he's good. Or maybe he saw at the exact second when the day and night changes. So it's as if he saw on 2 days straight, and therefore his chayiv 7 days. So he's a Suffolk Tuma. Says the Gemara, Aguf Akasha, Amrit Ezehu Beinish Mashas Mishetishka Hacham. You said, when is Beinish Mashas? From when the sun goes down. Kolzman Shepenei Mizrach Ma'adimin. That, when is Beinish Mashas? When the entire time when the eastern sky is lit up. Okay? Ha, Hichsef Atachten Vela Hichsef Ha'elyon. This is a new thing. The Gemara was satisfied with that new thing. The Gemara says, and it's mashma that if it stops becoming dark, if it starts becoming red, it, even part of it becomes hichsif, becomes lighter, because apparently it goes, the entire sky is red, followed by losing the redness, and apparently the bottom part of the sky loses the redness before the top part of the sky. Exactly which part is it? The red, is it the east or the west of the sky is a machlekas Rashi Tosfos. So hichsif atachtan v'lehichsif elyon. By the way, all these things have to do with bringing rayas against Rabbeinu Tam or to Rabbeinu Tam. Like, there's a lot of metzias rayas. Like, go outside and see. Like, this side becomes darker than that side. And there's a lot of, like, you know, staring at the night sky. Lailahi is, if even part of it loses its redness, it becomes night. V'hadr tanin, afterwards it says, hichsef atachtan v'lehichsef elyon is bein hashmashais. Then it says that even if part of it becomes silvery, it loses its redness, it becomes bein hashmashais. So which one is it? Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Amar Shmuel, Kroich, put it together, Vitani, and you say it like this. Ezeu ben Hashmashas, what's considered ben Hashmashas? Mishetishke Chama, from the time the sun sets, Kol's Manship and Emizor Hamedimin, the entire time that the eastern sky is still red. Ve'ichsev etachrev le'ichsev elyon nami ben Hashmashas. And this segment of when the night sky starts to lose the redness is still bein hashmashas until it comes to hichsef elyon v'hishvel tachton, until it loses its entire redness. At that point, it becomes lila. That's the first explanation. The second explanation is Rav Yosef Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says Ochi Katani Mishadishka Chama Kol Zman Shepenei Mizrach Ma'adimin is yoim. No, it even after shkia it remains day until you get to the second stage of where part of the night sky loses the redness. Hichsef etachten v'lehichsef elyon. At that point, it turns into bein hashmashas. And then when you get to hichsef elyon v'hichsef etachten is lila. This opinion obviously have a machlekes over here. Exactly how long does bein hashmashas last? V'oz du l'taymai. They go according to their reasonings. To itmar shir bein hashmashas bekama. How long does bein hashmashas last? Omer Rabba, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Shloisha chelke mil. The amount of time it takes to walk 3/4 of a mil. What does it mean? Three, and now I said 3/4. you know, when discussing, you can always tell a person who's not into sports when they're discussing basketball and they're like, yeah, which period is he in? Or if you're discussing hockey and he's like, oh, well, what quarter is he in? So you got to know that hockey has three periods and basketball has four quarters. So the Gemara says three parts. What does it mean three parts, says the Gemara? If you want to say it's three halves, a part is a half. So then just say, name a mil v'chetzi, umechza. Say 1.5, because 3 halves equals 1.5. Ella, 3/3, that's a whole mil. Ella t'lasa tilse mil, name a mil, say a mil. It must be 3/4. Ella t'lasa rivoi mil. When you say 3 parts, you mean 3/4. Rav Yosef am Rav Yehuda am Shmuel says, shnei chilki mil, 2 parts of a mil. What is 2 parts of a mil? Mai shnei chilki mil. Ilim etrei pal gimila, 2 halves. So then say halftime. You're in. Two halves. If 2 halves, then you're already at a whole. Lema mil. Ve'ela tre rivoy mil, 2/4. Say half a mil. Lema chatzi mil. Ella, it must be 2/3. Ella tre tilsi mila. So one person says that Vaynishmashas lasts the amount of time it takes to walk 3/4 of a mil. The other person says the amount of time it takes to walk 2/3 of a mil. What's the difference between 3/4 and 2/3? My benayu, ike benayu, palga dedinka, a half of a sixth, meaning a 12th. That's the difference between 2/3 and 3/4. Now, at this point, we could just gather our bearings. So what were they saying? The Gemara is saying that the length of how long a mil, the length of how long Bein HaShemashes lasts is either 2/3 of a mil or 3/4 of a mil. A mil is generally taken to be 18 minutes, and therefore 2/3 of a mil is like 15 and a half minutes. I'm doing this from memory, so if they say something different on the bottom of our article, please tell me.
Two-thirds of 18 minutes... 2/3 is...
No, but 3/4. 3/4. It's 3/4 of a... Because we go with 3/4.
Going backwards, it says, Reb Nechemia says, and the note is, I believe, that it's approximately 9 minutes.
Okay, that's...
Sunsets. The amount of time it takes for a man to walk half a mil.
Yeah, that's half a mil, because a mil is 18 minutes. 9 minutes. So a half is 9. But at this point, we're going 3/4. That's how we go with 3/4. So that's like 15 and a half minutes. That's the amount of time of Shkia, of Bein HaShemashes.
It's 13
and a half. What? It's 13 and a half?
Yeah.
Okay, 1 second. Remember, it's 13 and a half.
Four and a half.
What?
9 plus 4.5.
9 plus 4.5. Okay.
It's 3/4.
Yeah, it's 13 and a half. What?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's 13 and a half. So now we have the cheshbon. So the way, if you look at Tosfos, this is one of the most controversial Tosfos in Shas, Trei Tilsi Mila. This is the Tosfos of Rabbeinu Tam. It's kedai just to get a quick overview of it. I'll take you through a little bit of it. But you see, Tosfos asks a question. So from our Gemara, it sounds like from Shkia until Tzeis is only 3/4 of a mil. Which is, you know, oh, 1 second. From Shkia until Tzeis is 3/4 of a mil or 2/3 of a mil. Either 12 minutes or 13 and a half minutes. So he asks a question. There's some Gemara, some Psachim that are mashma, that from Shkia until Tzeis is 4 milin. It says a Gemara, it takes 72 minutes to get to Tzeis. This is the famous 72 minute Tzeis. This is a worldwide Tzeis. And the Tzeis is Lila. So is it 13 and a half minutes from Shkia or is it 72 minutes from Shkia? But Omer Rabbeinu Tam, that there's Shkia doesn't mean when the sun sets, when what we call the sun dips below the horizon. That's what the Gemara in Pesachim means. from the time the sun dips, but that has absolutely no shaychus lahalacha. When we say shkia, we mean when it dips below a certain X factor in the sky, what turns out to be 16 degrees below the level, when we cheshbenes what Rabbeinu Tam means. So that's about 72 minutes minus 13 and a half is 59 minutes, 58 and a half minutes. That's when shkia is, until 72 minutes after shkia. And therefore, says Rabbeinu Tam, shkia really is only 13 and a half minutes before it says. The question is, when is shkia? Those 10 words are entire sugya of Rabbeinu Tam 72 minutes. Now it's not only Rabbeinu Tam Shita. This opinion is the Ramban. It's the Rashba. It's the Rosh Tosfos. It's the most Rishonim hold like this. The Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, all the Rishonim hold like this, and Halacha holds like this. It's the Goin and the Goinim who disagree. And they learn that Gemara and Pesach, and they answer Rabbeinu Tam's question differently. And based on that, they hold that Shabbos is over 18 minutes after Shkia. Maybe 18 minutes is maximum. 18 minutes after Shkia. That's why in Eretz Yisrael, 20 minutes after Shkia, the bus is already running. It's totally mutter. It's still light in the sky. Yep, it's 18 minutes after Shkia. It's already fine. Because they go with the Goyim, and that's in America. So it used to be the Hasidim going with Roiv Rishonim, and this Tosis had no problem davening Mincha. Forget davening Mincha. Nobody was Mekabel Shabbos till 50 minutes after Shkia. You used to be driving your car. And they had a big meeting with Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Satma Rebbe back in probably the 60s that we can't have this go on in America. You can't have two completely 50 minutes apart on where Shabbos is going to be Mekabel. So all the Hasidim were Mekabel upon themselves. They're going to go with the Litvaks in this case. And everybody started Shabbos, with regards to Shabbos at least, everybody started Shabbos at Shkia. But with regards to Mincha, you go to Brooklyn on a regular day, not obviously today because there's no minyanim, but you go to Brooklyn, you'll have people davening Shkia, no problem, 30, 40 minutes after Shkia. And you're like, you guys are crazy. That's the Ikar Halacha, the truth is, based on the stasis. That Shkia doesn't start till 50 minutes afterwards. And there are certain times that a Rav can use this in desperate measures. A guy is stuck downtown, you're like, I've heard Rav Rabbanim saying, Yisaymech on Rabbeinu Tam, you know, like Shabbos doesn't start till 50 minutes later. But that's why they light their menorahs much later. That's why everything is later. Because they go be'ikar hadin like Rabbeinu Tam. And of course, if you hold the be'ikar hadin like Rabbeinu Tam, 72 minutes after on Moitzi Shabbos is a must. So where does 40 minutes come? That's Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe just gives the times. But there are those who learn Rabbeinu Tam. I said it's when the sun dips below the horizon on a certain level. Was Rabbeinu Tam saying that across the board, no matter where you are on the planet, count 72 minutes after the sun starts? That's one mahalach. Or was Rabbeinu Tam saying, based on where I am, I see it's 72 minutes? So we have to travel to where Rabbeinu Tam is and then figure out, this is the level of depth of below the horizon that the sun has to reach in order to be night. In which case, everywhere on the planet, it depends on where you are. And it depends on the summer or the winter. So that's where Moshe comes up with his 45 minutes or his 50 minutes during in New York. It's a specific time for New York, which Chicago is pretty similar. But that's where all these times come from. If you ever look on the Zmanim, it always says Rabbeinu Tam shoy Zmanios, or Rabbeinu Tam based on milus, based on degrees. That means we went and when we figured out the degrees that Rabbeinu Tam meant of sun below the surface. Okay, let's get to Lamai says it's one long sugya over here, so either we'll stop here or we'll have to finish the daf. Let's stop over here and then we'll go to we'll have this and we'll run. We'll continue Mitzvah Shem on Chol HaMoed. All right, so Sunday Mitzvah Shem, we'll try to cover two blot on Sunday, which means we will be running one blot behind, but I don't think we should have a problem long term. All right, have a chag kosher v'sameach, everybody. An amazing Pesach, a happy Pesach, and have a great, great kosher Yom Tov.
You too, Rabbi. Thank you.
All right.
Chag sameach.
Chag sameach.